It's always a pleasure to welcome our friend Johnny Jett when we are fortunate enough to catch him when he's not traveling. Good morning, Johnny, and thanks for joining us today.
Are you kidding me? It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Johnny, I don't know how you have time to do all of this. I mean, I read your newsletter every week, and I say to myself, how in the world does he do it?
Well, you know, I get that question a lot, and I don't even know how I'm doing it, so I just keep on knocking on wood and hope it keeps going.
Well, it's a good thing you started it young, Johnny, that's for sure. Listen, I'd like to chat with you about Portugal, because there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to be going over there fairly soon. But good. Also, but before we do that, give us a JJ website and video cam.
All right. Well, for our website, I've talked about Skype before with you guys so many times, I think.
Yeah, I use Skype all the time, yeah.
I love using Skype.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm amazed that more, I don't want to use the word foreigners, but more people outside the U.S. seem more familiar with Skype than people in the States.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
I think one, because they have, you know, a lot of them are in smaller countries, and so a lot of their friends are from different places, and they get the cheaper rates.
Yeah.
Skype is free if someone else has Skype.
Right, and if they don't, as you've said in your newsletter many times, you can call to a phone at a very low rate as well.
Correct. But another website would be airportparkingreservations.com.
Uh-huh.
Which is
now, is that for
a lot of popularity. It's been out for a couple of years, but it's just starting to gain a lot more popularity, and actually I see a lot more of my users using it.
Have you tried it?
I had tried it once, and it was a while ago, but I don't use it because I don't park at the airport.
Oh.
You
have a friend and let you...
I go away for 3 weeks at a time, so...
Yeah, so it gets too expensive to leave your car at the airport.
$20 cab for me, or...
Yeah. Or somebody driving.
Yeah. If I'm going to go for one day for a trip, which I never do, I would use it.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I always try to find a solution to not having to... park in a pay lot. In fact, interestingly enough, I know a lot of airline people, and some of them from the FBOs, and I park my car at the general aviation section, and somebody runs me over either by a little shuttle bus or something.
Yeah, but the problem is not everyone can do
that. Yeah, we used to do that. I used to do it in Orlando a lot with the hotels. You know, you go over and park in the lot of the hotels, even though they say it's customers only. But if you get a big enough place, park your car there, you get your bag, go in the back door, go out the front, and get into the shuttle bus.
Yeah, well, they're cracking down on that.
I mean,
they all are pretty to it.
Yeah, sooner or later they all get wise to it, don't they? But I'm sure they were wise to it at one point, but didn't much matter because they figured, maybe we'll get them as a guest one of these days.
That's true.
Anyway, Newark to Porto, Portugal was your newsletter, and it was interesting because I didn't realize, and I haven't followed TAP for a long time. I didn't even know they flew out of Newark. I knew they used to fly at a JFK. A friend of mine used to be their sales manager in New York City. But I was a little disappointed to hear that they wouldn't let you take a photograph of the airplane.
God.
I mean, Johnny Jett, first of all, hey, they're missing a promotional opportunity. You always take photos of the meals. You always, you know, look at the best side of things, if there is a best side. And also that you were disappointed in the food service and you were in business class, for Pete's sake, or executive class.
You have to read my reader comments in the newsletter I sent yesterday.
Yeah, I read your article, but I didn't look at the comments.
You got to read because one lady just completely roasted me.
Really?
For, you know, sneaking pictures.
What's that all about?
I don't know. She was just an angry New Yorker, but...
No, I'm an ex-New Yorker, so be careful.
I'm from New York, or Connecticut, but same thing. I suppose.
Yeah, that northeastern megalopolis, we're all the same.
But... anyway,
she actually.
I had no idea what the security issue was, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, so they're saying that it's a security issue. I think, you know, people are going a little overboard with the security stuff. You know, I mean, you take a picture of the bathroom, and they figure you're looking for a place to hide.
Now. You can't take pictures on the tube.
Jesus.
You know what, with all these bloggers and stuff, and now there's laws in Europe where you can't take a picture of a person and put it on a website.
Really? Without permission?
That's what I hear.
Well, I mean, that's going to get a little tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm afraid to go to Hungary. Go back to Hungary.
Yeah, well.
Because I took a picture of, I got scammed in a situation, and I took a picture of it, and I posted it, just because, you know, I don't want anyone else to get scammed like I did.
Right.
Of the people, so now I'm afraid that I could go back and get arrested.
Well, I mean, you're not planning any trips to Hungary in the near future, are you?
not right now.
Okay, well let's get off at TAP. They have never really been known for great food, and I hope I never have to ask them for a free ticket, because if they're listening, that's not going to happen.
They did have really good soup, though. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I saw that. You like the soup. Now, so you actually flew nonstop to Portugal. You didn't go into Lisbon first?
No, went right to Porto. It started up in June. It's a new route.
Oh, okay.
It's only 5 hours and 45 minutes from New York to mainland Europe.
That's
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Coming the other way, it's a little longer because you have little headwinds, but yeah,
right.
It's great. And
but that's the same as going to L.A.
I know. I saw. Yeah, exactly. How amazing is that, right?
It blows me away.
Right.
Why didn't I go to Europe every summer when I was a kid? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. There are a lot of things we wanted to do when we were kids that we probably didn't because we were chasing ladies or something like that, maybe, or involved in sports
right. For
some. So let's talk about Portugal a bit. I've spent time in Lisbon. I haven't had a chance to travel around too much of the country, but let's start with Porto because that's the basis of the article.
Yeah, the English call it Oporto.
Oporto, okay.
Yeah, but it's Porto. See, that confused me. But I guess when the English used to sail down the Douro River, coming back, you know, getting all the wine and stuff in the valley, they would see how beautiful the port was, and they go, Oporto.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
And so they just started calling it Oporto.
We're here.
But it's a beautiful city. It needs a little bit of work, but everyone's friendly. Most of the people speak English, and the hotels are nice. They're it's famous for their wine lodges, which are right along the Douro River.
Right.
But it's actually not even in it's not even in Porto. It's across the river.
Yeah, and to most that don't know this, it's the second largest city after Lisbon.
Yes, it is. Sorry, thank you for pointing that out. And it's about, I think it's 120 kilometers north.
172 miles.
And so anyway, the wine lodges are in Vila Nova de Gaia. My pronunciation's so bad.
Well, that's okay. I mean, as long as you can pronounce Matus every now and then, although that's not in here.
But there's six main bridges.
Right.
And so if you go to Porto, everyone goes to these wine lodges, and they take a tour of these, you know, the wine caves where they store the wine before they ship it out.
Right.
And back then they used to ship a lot of it to Brazil, most of it to Brazil, right. Now, and England.
And what we might mention is that the wine is very inexpensive there, I found. I mean, especially the Matus, which has always been it's just a rosé, as most know. And I remembered when I was younger, because it was about the only wine I could afford when I lived in New York. It was like 99 cents a bottle. And it was in those funny-shaped little bottles, if you remember. And
I don't remember.
And they still do make it in that. When I was in Lisbon last, I ordered it, and I paid for a bottle of wine what we would normally pay for a glass, which I thought was a nice plus.
Yeah, well, it's definitely much cheaper there. But and you take a tour of these lodges, which take about 30 minutes, and they cost about €2, which is like $2.50. And some of them will even give you your money back if you purchase something. So they'll put it towards a bottle of wine or whatever. And you're going to buy a bottle of wine because, you know, you're tasting all this port wine, which is really good. I'm not a wine drinker, but
right.
I do like port.
Right, I like port.
That I discovered on this trip, just because it's sweet.
Yeah, and it just does something to your stomach that either makes you feel like you're digesting your food better, or it makes you hungrier, one or the other.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah, well, but you're a healthy eater.
But so that's one of the main tourist spots. There's also a new auditorium, musical auditorium. It's called Casa de Musica. It's like a concert hall. It's kind of like the Disney concert hall in L.A. It's a beautiful building. It's unique. It was designed by a Dutch architect.
Right.
And Lou Reed performed the opening day. And it's a very popular spot for tourists. And just taking a tour of this place is amazing. The whole design and everything. And the acoustic sounds are just spectacular. And there's also a museum. The first place I went to was this museum. It's called the Salvers. And it has a great modern art gallery. But the best part about it is actually not the art. It's the park and the gardens that it's in. It's just walking around there, you feel like you're in another country. And it's a nice way to get, you know, shake the jet lag off if you right when you get off the plane. Because, I mean, it's only a five-hour time change anyway.
Right.
It's not a big deal, but still get out in the sun because you get in early in the morning, take a walk, and they have a really good lunch buffet there. It's about 16 euro, which is $20, and it's a really good buffet. And they have just so many desserts.
Tell us, Johnny, tell us about Barcelos, or do they say it Barcelos? I don't know, but about these... is that where they do the carved roosters thing?
Yes.
We don't have a heck of a lot of time, but we have time. I'd like to hear about that.
Well, that's not in Porto. You gotta drive there, and that's
right.
A little bit of a. I'm not sure how many kilometers away it is. But there's a legend. Supposedly, this was a popular route for pilgrims to go to Santiago de Compostela,
right,
in Spain, which is one of the most holy cities in the world. Which I just learned about because that's one of the spots I went to on my trip, which I'm going to get to.
Right.
But it's a 13th century town, Barcelos, and a pilgrim was going through there, and he was wrongly accused of stealing. So before they hung him,
right,
he told the judge that the roasted hen that he was eating would get up and cluck because he was innocent. And he did, and so the judge freed him. So now... you know, that legend has all these wooden roosters, or these roosters, or the Barcelos rooster, like a very important symbol to the town and the country now.
You know what we should do, Johnny? We should go over there, buy a whole bunch of these, and send them to all our politicians. Anyway, listen, I've got to run, but for those who are listening, or whether you're on the web or whether you're listening... in your car, I'd just like you to know that you can go to johnnyjet.com and you can read these articles in depth. Just go to Where's Johnny, and there's some great photos as always. Are you in town for a while, or are you off?
I'm actually headed your way.
Are you really?
Yep.
How far south of here?
I'm going to go down to Cary for I'm going to go see my sister in Cary for a couple of days next week.
Down in Palm Beach?
Yep.
Yeah. I just came back. I was at my daughter has a place in West Palm. We went down for a big Halloween party. And
nice.
Yeah, good time. Well, if you're going to be here for a while and you're somewhere between there and Sarasota, we'll get together and tip a glass of Portuguese wine.
I'll bring some Porto.
Even though I know you're not a drinker.
I'll bring some Port.
Johnny, thanks again, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.
Take care.
Bye.